There is a bill at the moment going through Parliament, which just so happens in the next couple of months is going to be examined line by line. And there are already talk about the need possibly to tighten up. And in fact, the law contains a key change that is going to make it more difficult for the political parties to get round the rules. What it is at the moment, investigators from the independent watchdog, the Electoral Commission, can quiz the parties about their donations and demand assurances that there's no hidden foreign backers. But they can't actually talk to the donors or the companies that are donating directly. The present bill going through Parliament gives them that power. So if they're not satisfied that, say, we'll just take an example, say that the Tories had taken money from a UK company, I mean, they didn't do this, but if they had, that was owned by a Russian, they can go straight to the directors of that company and bring in forensic accountants and say, hey, we want you to prove that there's no foreign money, that this is genuine British money. And this is going to make it much tougher for all the parties concerned.
Now, Peter Mandelson's in Moscow today on a trade visit, part of his role as business secretary. He won't be meeting Oleg Deripaska, the Russian oligarch. But, Mandelson, George Osborne, the shadow chancellor, Deripaska, yachts in Corfu, it's all been fantastically entertaining, this story. But have any of them actually done anything wrong?
No, actually, they haven't directly done anything wrong. They've been accused of doing things wrong. George Osborne was accused of soliciting a donation from Deripaska for a start, but then it never took place, so he didn't break the law. Mandelson has been accused of basically breaking the British minister's code by meeting Deripaska, a man he was dealing with, because you have to be seen not to be connected. But the trouble is, he wasn't a British minister then, he was a European Trade Commissioner, and it's a different rules there. And really, the two further disclosures, one involving the funding of Pauline Neville Jones's office by an associate of a Ukrainian oligarch this time, and also the use of a dormant company to give a £1 million loan from another member of the Rothschild family, Lady Victoria de Rothschild. Neither of them directly break the rules. One, because although you're not supposed to take money from dormant companies, and Rothschilds, it was taken a year before the rules were changed, so it's okay. And in the case of the story of the associate of a Ukrainian oligarch, the Conservatives insist that the company is still trading. But again, coming back to my first point, if the Commission had the power to go and investigate the company, they would actually be able to satisfy themselves more directly.
So all we're left with, as far as the Corfu affair is concerned, are really just questions about the judgment of Osborne and Mandelson, that their wisdom in hanging around with Russian oligarchs on a luxury yacht in Corfu.
Yeah, this is really deeply damaging. I mean, here we are facing a sort of worse recession, just to use Alistair Darling's words, for 60 years. People are probably not going to be able to afford holidays, they're going to run up debts, they're going to have trouble with paying their mortgage. And the main opposition party and now a Labour government minister seem to be spending their summers swanning around the uber rich on one yacht after another, and having a thoroughly good time while the rest of us are not. And I think that is the thing the Tories are really worried about, because it shows you they're not on the same planet as the voters.